This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast. On the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Sure thing, George W.
George W. Are you implicating our former president in 9/11?
I know for a fact that I'm just going to go ahead and say that 9/11 was a black mass.
Are we recording, Marcus?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. People just heard that? Welcome to the show, everybody.
I better call the Council of Foreign Relations because it's covered up immediately.
It's last podcast on the left. I am Ben Kissel. With me, as always, we have Marcus Parks.
Hi.
That is Marcus Parks, and then I am Ben Kissel. And then with... I usually say you first, and so this whole thing got screwed up.
Yeah.
There's a guy to my left.
Come get your hot dogs.
And he's slinging hot dogs.
Come get your hot dogs. Hot dog salesman, Henry Zabrowski.
Hot dogs. How long have you been a hot dog salesman for, Henry?
Fucking 7 minutes.
7 full minutes.
Just started it.
Have you sold any yet?
No, you know, because it's just imaginary. You know, I don't have any.
You don't have any hot dogs?
No, I'm busting this open.
Oh,
you know
man.
What this whole, that's what this whole fucking podcast today is about.
No.
It's about not hiding behind illusions.
Right.
It's not hiding behind characters like normal. This is the real me.
That's
Henry
you?
Henry Zabrowski.
Hide yourself.
Take the secrets out of the closet and put them on a bed. And put the lights on in the bedroom and see the secrets that are on top of the bed.
This is what happens when we record late and Marcus and Henry have had a full day of research. A full day of pantless research today. That's correct. Secrets are out the window. We're exposing a little thing we like to call secret societies.
Spooky secret societies.
They're going down today. Henry, tell
one
us.
One at a time.
One at a time. The only way to take down a secret society. One
and
at
I
a
will,
time.
I will verify that I was naked in that picture I posted on the Facebook page.
No, you were.
There's a picture on the Facebook page Marcus posted of him at the research center for last podcast, and then Henry also posted a picture of his research center.
I was researching.
And your naked leg was in it.
What is wrong with your foot?
Was it a bad? It was just a bad shot of the foot.
It's just your a bad shot of the. It was just a picture of
I
your foot.
I spent 2 hours playing basketball.
Right. Henry walked into the studio today limping, and I was like, "What did you do? Play basketball?"
And I said, "Yes."
2 hours
for 2 whole hours. I can't believe basketball players do it for how long of the games? 6 hours?
Something like yeah, about 6 hours.
I'm not really sure.
No. So when you were playing basketball today, well, let's.
I just hurt. I hurt my groin muscle.
Okay. Yeah. And did you make some layups? Did you make some shots?
I did.
Okay, good.
Jackie told me it took you like 35 minutes to make a single shot.
Exactly.
Of course, that's Jackie Zabrowski.
I'm not counting minutes. He asked if I made one.
Right, and you did make one.
I did make one. That's again, secrets busted.
That's right.
Framing the information is the name of the game.
That's correct.
I agree.
Secret societies. Set out of the shadows.
That's right. Arguments
into
on your
streets.
Terms. Into the streets, out of the shadows. Let's get the first one out of the shadows here, Henry. Which one do you want to discuss to start us off?
Okay, so I did some real readings. We got some fun stuff for you today, but also I kind of got deep. I kind of got right. deep it, in there.
So were you naked when you started your research, or did you just slowly peel off your clothes?
That's how I do my research.
You go?
That's how I research.
You start clothed and then peel away?
It's what Beethoven did.
I don't know.
Beethoven would too. He did everything naked.
No. He would have been arrested. He would have been killed.
Did I just read that in a porno magazine about Beethoven?
No, you didn't read that. You just read that in your brain skull, and then your words just said it.
So I researched what basically I wanted to research current secret societies
right.
and how they are affecting our public life today.
In 2013, how they're affecting us now.
Because now we have, like, because we're going to cover a lot of stuff. You know, of course, it started in a way, way back machine with the Bavarian Illuminati.
Bavarian Illuminati.
Which was, you know, in Germany in the 1600s. And even before that, when the reptilians first combined with human blood in order to create the super strain that formed the super secret groups like the Galileans and the original, the Hittites.
We know. Get on.
I know. But where I wanted to start from is true documented secret societies that are going on in society today. And so the first one I want to cover real quick is the Bilderberg Group.
Now, is it possible that the Bilderberg Group is meeting as we speak this evening?
They already met 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, they already met. They do a meeting about once every 2 years. It is, it's a super secret meeting of
Jews.
No.
Marcus,
reptiles.
Take it easy.
It's reptiles.
Oh, that's even worse, Henry.
No. It is various European dignitaries and titans of industry,
sure.
and like, you know, Steve Jobs would go when he was like a of this realm,
right.
And people go all the time, and then Jennings went once.
Okay,
like they go and they go and they meet in these super secret locations, and they have these what they call open discussions. Now, specifically,
I feel like you really gave Peter Jennings a lot of credit there. By the way, the news anchor Peter
that
Jennings.
Was, no, because that was the one that stuck
Peter
out on me.
Jennings went of all the. I can't believe they got that news. Man from the TV.
But we're talking about when we're going to talk about Bohemian Grove a little bit more.
Yeah, right.
Harry Shearer went
to
Bohemian Grove.
Harry who?
The guy from This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Oh, Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into the roster of Bohemian Grove later on.
Okay,
yeah.
I apologize. So let's get into the Bilderberg Group
months
ago.
There's three central real groups that operate behind the shadows that are not just the CIA and the NSA. First of all, NSA, go fuck yourself.
Sure.
I'm just going to put that out there. I got the bomb!
Beep boop poppy.
I got the bomb! Come get me!
Poppy. Beep boop poppy.
This is public record, so...
It didn't work!
I'm fairly certain the drones have hovered overhead as we speak. That's great.
So it's the Bilderberg Group, it's a Council on Foreign Relations, and this Trilateral Commission,
sure.
right? Which are all, the reason why they're considered secret societies is because there's no direct roster of all who's involved.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like... You know kind of who's there, but you don't know who's in all of the meetings. In
right.
Like the Trilateral
There's no
commission,
roll call. There's no...
There's no roll call.
There's no notes of the meetings.
Because the whole point of these meetings is that they have this thing called open-ended discussion, which is nobody writes anything down in the meetings, so it encourages free talking. So everyone
I actually quite enjoy that.
I seen that, yeah, because they're saying, you know, like, that's where they could finally get off their chest.
Because,
like,
you know,
we're going to get these monkey people to build new pyramids.
You know, again, we're going to take
finally
it easy.
Say that.
Yeah. But, you know, Peter Jennings brought a flip camera, brought his iPhone, and tried to whip that out of one of these meetings.
You mean to tell me that we can't say anything we want here?
No, Peter, but thanks so much for coming.
I got to tell you, I don't like Arrested Development.
Whoa!
Hey!
Somebody get that on record. He's going to be blacklisted from the industry.
I don't like it.
Well, you're not hip, Peter. You're not hip at all. So if I asked you, the Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations, and the third one, Trilateral Commission,
yes.
What's the major difference between these three?
All right, so the Bilderberg Group is essentially dealing with it deals with European Union things and corresponding European Union stuff corresponding to like NATO agreement stuff,
okay.
and to stuff with America. And what is a real document that came out. Now, normally what people say is, like, it's just a friendly discussion. Like, people get together so old friends can fucking, chancellors can slap each other on the back and fucking, you know, Bono will be there and they'll be like, Bono, let's see your dick. Oh. And he's just like, all right.
Is he Australian?
All right.
Yeah.
You know, that's because that's how he sounds.
I've heard you too.
Generally, they talk about like gigantic issues that all these countries have to deal with.
So where more it's
like
global issues.
Yes. Yeah, so Bilderberg Group deals with like, the symposium this year was all about food supply.
Okay.
And they were all talking about, you know, the certain areas. It's kind of where the Monsanto thing started getting flown into, this idea of making GMO-based foods in order to feed, you know, millions and millions and millions of people.
Of course, check out the Monsanto thing. That's where they're making vegetables that don't need water and things like this to stall. Starvation in Africa.
Absolutely. Yeah. The way they're selling it is that, you know, we'll be able to grow it anywhere.
Right.
This is food that will grow in any surface, in any climate and stuff. But what they're not saying is that what they're doing then is making the environment addicted to growing food that way. And then therefore, because they own the patents on the food, the only food that can be grown can be owned by the Monsanto company.
Right, exactly.
And then they're the only ones making money. And then
and if you're a farmer, if you don't have the Monsanto seeds, you're out of business. And it's illegal for you to farm.
It's illegal for you to farm. So what these guys all talk about is that they have a sort of open discussion about, you know, either food versus population,
sure,
or like water supply, or the idea of like destabilizing countries and like destabilizing countries, like entire economies.
So they're using this as sort of a weapon.
Well,
like the most biological of all weapons.
They all sit around and they talk about things that they all talk about, like ideas. But
right,
then what goes on beyond, like behind the curtain, is the fact that they're lobbying various chancellors and political people to all align their countries towards making sure a certain end result happens. That's the sinister,
sure,
side that may or may not exist.
Sinister.
The one thing that is written in fucking ink and been put out there is an example of what the Bilderberg Group does, is a thing called the DCDC to Strategic Trends Program from 2007 to 2036.
Okay.
Now this
DCDC
is
a Strategic Trends Program.
This is what I was reading today. Mm-hmm. I got him.
I had so much more fun than you did,
yeah,
today.
No, I got fucking serious. No, so but what this basically states, they contracted a private military organization in the UK to create this document saying, like, what's going to happen to the Earth from 2007 to 2036, both, like, climate-wise, population-wise, mm-hmm, like politics-wise and stuff. And they got this think tank together and they wrote this entire document. And basically, they're starting to tick down the things that it's already predicted. Like, it predicted,
right,
flash mobs, which,
sure,
is what was going on in the Arab Spring. And all like that kind of stuff. And basically what it's saying is water's going to run out. Food's going to run out. Those who are in control of the water are the ones who are going to rule the planet. Those who are in charge of the food are the ones that are going to rule the planet. And that what we need to know is, you know, we need to lose people. Essentially,
right,
what it says is we need to lose people,
yeah,
which is, as we know, as we've covered many times, the NWO's ultimate goal,
sure,
which is to reduce the population in order to make things easier technically for everybody. But really, it just makes it easier for the drones to see everyone.
Which, yeah, is why Alex Jones believes the government's making us all gay.
No,
of course, the government is making us gay through juice boxes.
Well, thank God. I want to just... Well, I would give
Henry's
to wear a Little Mermaid halfsie
yeah
shirt, roller skates, just fucking singing on dancing.
We won't see Henry without a fruit box from here on out. Everywhere he goes. It's just interesting. Like, they use...
What do you think they call them? Fruit boxes.
Oh, I don't even like the pun. I'm sorry,
everyone. Soap boxes. Because I'm clean.
Yes, yes. I like that the people, you know, with the Arab Spring, they use a flash mob to, like, you know, forced democracy, and here it's just for like a Spike Jonze video.
Yeah, it's just
it's
to like
different.
Make fun of the Friends theme song.
Right, exactly.
No, we're wrong.
Yeah,
we're
yeah
dumb.
We should go to Washington and have an actual flash mob.
We're letting it get to this point. We are giving it to them.
Right.
And so there was that thing, and I'm just going to, so that's just one example of what the Bilderberg Group does.
The Monsanto.
Look into it. Read about it. Alex Jones is obsessed with it. We're going to talk a lot about him.
Do you want to lose your girlfriend in less than 4 hours? Look into
join
it.
Join the Henry Zebrowski Learning Day Camp.
You'll
come
be alone,
on down to the
but you'll be in the know. Alone.
Learning Day Camp, an abstinence support group.
Just sort of turned into the second
I had
half
tacos at 3 o'clock. I put on pants to talk to the delivery man in order to get my tacos.
Wow.
And when I got back in the thing, I ate my tacos with no clothes on while reading my second document.
Interesting.
The Trilateral Commission.
Documents.
Now, the Trilateral Commission is a combination of it's U.S., British, and Japanese forces coming together to all kind of like, again, talk about the world.
Okay.
We're going to get together. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world. And they talked about the European Union. When it was made in 1975, the Trilateral Commission is a very super shady, just sort of think tank that the government was using.
Mm-hmm.
And what they wanted to do, they wanted to talk to a bunch of people, basically say to them, hey, tell us what democracy is going to be like in 10 years.
Sure.
And so they went ahead and they wrote this thing called The Crisis of Democracy.
When did they write Crisis of Democracy?
In 1975.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you ask about what's going to happen with democracy and they turn that in.
The Crisis of Democracy.
Right.
Yeah, I was
That's
expecting
not great.
It's like, what about the Good Times Democracy Parade?
Yeah.
It was canceled.
Oh, I see.
What about the Democracy Hot Dog Grill and Lemonade Competition?
Patents denied.
Oh, that's my kind of democracy. But hot dog grills and lemonade parties.
But they wrote this document, which again I read about 50 pages of. It's 160 pages deep. Read it.
Oh,
read it.
Again.
Get it in your fucking heads.
If
all right?
you want to be alone, just allow Henry.
I've been waiting
to read
all day to say
you.
This information. We're going to get to the fun stuff.
We will. This right? is the best stuff. I love this.
So the Trilateral Commission wrote The Crisis of Democracy, and with the crisis of democracy.
All right, let's take a breather. Let's just take one breath.
I'm sorry. I think my thunkin' broke.
He has literally broken, and the machine parts are flying off of him as we
my
speak.
My ticky-tacky broke.
Is that a...
Wait a second. There's steam coming out of my pants.
This is bizarre.
He's a clockwork boy.
It is 117 degrees.
Ow! I believe I was just hit with a lug nut. Lug nuts are flying off. So the crisis of democracy.
What that basically says is we have too much democracy. What they're discovering right. is that during the student revolutions, the student, like, all of a sudden was going in the 1960s.
Clogs in the machines, all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like when all that happened in the 1960s, they were like, well, it's destabilizing the government's authority over the country. It's good for democracy. It shows how much democracy we
right.
have because everyone's freely exercising it. But the problem is that John Adams even said that is that all democracies die. You know, the whole point is that as soon as you get, you know, look at a Montessori school. You got all these kids like cutting papers in circles. None of these kids are going to be scientists.
Montessori schools are the worst.
the hell is a Montessori school?
They are where liberal idiot parents send their kids, and the kids create the curriculum.
It's like kids draw on the teacher's checks, and
oh,
they're
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Thank you for this.
That's great.
Jeremiah shows a lot of hope and promise.
My face is covered in permanent
Jeremiah
marker
because
he got into the permanent. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
It's where the Indigo children go.
Exactly.
It's Indigo Children, yeah, Academy.
It's awful.
So,
they create the worst human beings on the face of the planet.
And so, basically, there's so much democracy, it's all going to fall apart.
Right.
So, in order to do this, what engenders democracy is a wide perspective. It's a lot of information. It's having a lot of education.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking around and being like, it's being able to empathize with a bunch of people, and it makes decisions a lot harder. And one thing that they did say that was interesting was that, like, you know, a university that whose teachers were chosen by the student population makes the most democratic university,
sure.
but does not make the best universities.
Just like it doesn't make the best parents when the child tells the parents what to do.
Exactly, it doesn't. So, what they said is that we need to limit our education. We need to stratify it into
right.
the exactly what we have now, which is, you know, it's classrooms made with buzzers, like the idea of like each period being delineated,
sure.
shuffling people from class to class. You break people down.
Right.
You make an educational system that's essentially a prison system.
It is indeed, yeah.
In order to get people used to being subjugated so that they are then easily led.
See, I said this every fucking day when I was 13 years old
yeah.
as a freshman in high school, and I just got suspended for it. But it's the absolute truth.
But that's the whole thing.
This whole idea, it's like I didn't understand the science project, and then the teacher's like, well, your 45 minutes is up, so I guess you're an idiot. It's like what Dr. Phil or Dr. Drew does with Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, the season is 7 weeks, and everyone's just like, I need to stay. I still love heroin.
Well, we're wrapping up. The lights and the
so,
sound
yeah,
stuff has got to go back to the rent.
They're paying
company.
Over time right now for the grips, so we're just going to have to scooch you. Just get and I think we did a good job today.
I killed my baby. I used to be on Roford and Sons.
Yeah, well,
Roford and Sons.
Yeah, well, these guys are union, and
you know,
they're about to hit golden hour. And frankly, we can't be doing it with a budget.
Yeah, so I'm very sorry.
So that was the second trilateral
the institution
commission
of schools.
Yeah. Yes,
but okay, but it was interesting what you said before, though. They were saying that education would, if people were highly educated, democracy could work.
No, they're saying the problem is that the problem with any government is there being too much democracy.
Too much knowledge.
Because too much democracy means that everyone's running all over the place, able to make crazy decisions, and you won't be able to, you won't have your fun little polling programs that won't be able to tell you how each fucking district's going to vote. You won't be able to tell, like, you won't be able to have us like a bunch of fucking sheeps tied to a goddamn fucking fence.
So the notion
I don't know how sheeps are kept.
I guess they're tied to a fence. They could be.
But that's what it's for. It's to keep us good and fat and happy. And believe me, when I had my tacos, I was really happy.
So the government could have just invaded your home. Like a whole SWAT team could have been.
I would have just taken me out there as long as they were okay. Like, there's tacos in the showers. You know, yeah. To be like in concentration camps. I'd be like, where? You got al pastor?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, you know, some people, you just need free tacos.
And that's really all I need.
Do whatever, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I understand. People ask me to do 9 internet videos a day.
Sure.
You know, if you could just give me tacos.
Yeah. How much money in tacos have you made with all your internet video experience?
Not even anything. Like, it's $19.
Oh, paid for your tacos today?
Thank you.
It's not so bad. All right, yeah, so democracy works when the public is ignorant and stupid.
Yes.
That's what we learned.
It's just much easier to run the country. And that's the only reason why I'm even bringing these things up is because it exists. I know that it's, you could extrapolate it to any extreme. You could say that this is the NWO's plan and you can sound like a crazy person, but the fucking building blocks are there and they're right in front of your face.
It's a government. I mean, this is a government.
It's written down.
This is government research.
Yeah.
The crisis of democracy. People are too intelligent.
And it's what we already talk about with fucking Unit 731 and everything.
Sure.
It's like the government will go ahead and do horrible things to get information in order to continue their fucking war machines.
There's
they
no
will
doubt.
Do it. Yeah.
All right. So we've covered 2 out of the 3. Then we got a Council
and then
of
just
foreign
the Council
Affairs.
Of Foreign Affairs, Council of Foreign Relations, you know, Dick Cheney made a speech to them like right towards the end. He's a fucking evil piece of shit.
Oh,
but again, this was just more of a...
Oh, we're going to hear from him later.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a more
of him. He's
lived
quite a life.
He's like the Penguin.
He really is. Although I think he hates penguins. You know, that's
the thing. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Do you remember when he was in the wheelchair and he had that big wide-brimmed white hat on?
He is adorable.
That was my favorite fashion choice.
I mean, he shot his friend in the face.
Yeah.
Anytime he's smiling, someone dies.
He's a Bond villain.
Every time Dick Cheney dies, every time he smiles, somebody is dead.
When he was in the wheelchair, there was a dead cat underneath him.
I mean, that's amazing.
I like the smell.
Yes. That's his potpourri.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse picks over various country borders. I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So real quick, Council of Foreign Relations, yes. What this is a think tank to help America deal with talking to other countries because we don't know how to.
Right.
And the main thing that they did is essentially they framed how we delivered the information of JFK's assassination out to the world.
Okay.
That was where they started from. And now, you know, Donald Rumsfeld was a member of it and Dick Cheney was a member of it. All of the most evil players in the last 10 years were all part of it.
And there's a large theory out there that Rumsfeld was the reason that JFK got assassinated in the first place. Him and the H.W. Bush.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. H.W. Bush was a member. He was in
you're talking
CIA
about because of the CIA and what they all did. Yeah. And Prescott Bush, the great-grandfather of the evil clan, he stole Geronimo's skull for Skull and Bones.
Oh, Prescott.
And that's who's coming up next. My favorite fucking crew of fucking Animal House knuckleheads.
That's right. Skull and Bones, of course, has sort of been bastardized over the years with some shitty movies. Mm-hmm. I believe it's called Skull and Bones.
Every piece of material I read about Skull and Bones today featured, it was like, as pictured in the 99 movie, the skulls.
Who was the star of that from from Varsity? No, what was?
I couldn't give a fucking rat's ass. It's the guy
One
from
Tree Hill
name?
Or something.
Yeah, he's got he was in Mighty Ducks.
Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson. His career is going.
But everyone was just like
places.
As pictured in Skulls, and it's just like, don't do that, guys. Don't do this in your research.
Stop.
But Skull and Bones, super secret society in Yale for all of the grooviest leaders of America that all started there in college. And it's the only thing mysterious about Skull and Bones is the fact that so many of the dudes that were in Skull and Bones turned into presidents and leaders of industry and editing magnates. Henry Luce, the guy who made Time Magazine and all that stuff, he came from Skull and Bones.
What were some of the ceremonies in Skull and Bones?
So one of the ceremonies is that one of them would apparently you can't hear too much about none of them will say anything. What's really interesting is look up John Kerry talking about Skull and Bones.
Okay,
John Kerry went to Skull and Bones. He was in Skull and Bones, and he did an interview where they asked him directly about Skull and Bones. He's like, oh yeah, no, it is. It's secret, you know.
But you know that plays very well into David Icke's idea of the illusion of choice. I mean, in the 2004 election, we have Bush and Kerry running against each other with the insane notion that they're somehow different. I mean, these are both
two
members of the same
pigs
fraternity.
From
they're
the same
fraternity
pen. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, they're like, they are disgusting.
Right.
Sorry.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just have to say this. Marcus lost his shirt. By lost, I mean he took it off because he's sweating profusely, which was fine because Marcus's body isn't hideous. But then Henry saw what Marcus did and chose to follow suit.
Yeah,
so now I'm surrounded by two shirtless men. And dare I say, this is what they look like when they're doing research.
Shirtless podcast.
I'm going to keep mine on. You
Ben,
know.
Move his shirt. He blocked the fan.
Oh, okay.
It's very hot. And it's a sweaty shirt. Oh, God. All right. Okay, Skull and Bones.
Thick with my soup.
Yes, anyway. So
this is a good episode.
This episode is...
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
I'm so happy that we have listeners that love us and understand us.
If you really want to feel what we're going through, go into your shower, right? Now go into your bathroom, turn the shower on hot, sit on the toilet, and turn off all air conditioning. And you'll just sweat perfectly. profusely.
Yeah, it's a and listen to the podcast. Here. Yeah, just do it. Gain 75 pounds. Take a walk in my shoes.
Right, right.
You know?
Okay, so let's, yeah. let's go into some creepy things that the Skull and Bones did.
Skull and Bones, they would do... So only the only thing... These guys keep really they fucking tight about this. They don't talk about it.
How does this come up in a presidential debate?
Because every time they do it, they laugh it off. Watch it. Look up politicians responding to questions about Skull and Bones.
Sure.
Every single time, because they always laugh about it. They're like, yeah, I know, I was in it. But then they all fucking... They don't even mention it. They just jump right over it.
I got John Kerry talking about
look
it right
at,
here.
Do
let's,
this.
Yeah, let's play it.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us? Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
Oh. What a jackass.
He just jumps.
Well, yeah, so tell us a secret about the Skull and Bones. Oh, well, it's a secret. Yeah. So he's like, one thing that's not a secret is that I disagree with this president on his
policy. No, and I definitely need to speak with George Bush. And I was like, I have never seen a dodge like that. That was ludicrous.
Neo in The Matrix, dodging all the bullets. Just, I mean, the man almost broke his back
but it's
doing
like,
that.
If it's a nothing club, then why don't you just say something about it?
Yeah.
Just say something.
If it means
but apparently, the traditional Skull and Bones the procedure is that if anybody brings it up, you're supposed to walk out of the room.
Yeah,
you're not even supposed to hang around.
Now, but what do you think about this idea, though? Do you think that this is all just a big practical joke? I mean, do you think that this is just pulling one over on the people because nothing actually happens?
There is
and the idea that...
I think it's a happy medium between the two. I think that there is a lot of dumb fuck shenanigans because they're like
drinking. And
I'll talk about some of the stuff that happens, right?
Sure.
So, like, one of the ceremonies is that one of them will dress up as a, what they do in one of the hazing rituals is one dresses up as a pope, one dresses up as a Don Quixote type character.
Okay.
They said the one with the bassest voice dresses up as Don Quixote, and then one dresses up it's the Pope, and one dresses up as the devil.
Oh my
and
God! So what are we going to be? Guys. Henry, you're definitely the devil, but Marcus and I both have fairly bassy voices.
That is
so
true.
I think you're the Don Quixote.
I'll be Don Quixote, and he got a lot of ladies.
No,
yeah, I mean you know,
I mean you're thinking of Don Juan.
And that's the different person. All right, let's move on then. You're the Pope, Marcus.
I love being the Pope. That's who I wanted.
Yeah, I'd love to dress up as a Pope and just shit in a bucket and tell people, hey, I got stinky hot dogs. Because that's what the Pope does anyway with his shit religion.
At 93 degrees, Henry turns retarded.
Well, let me tell you what JesusIsSavior.com has to say about the Skull and Bones.
Please, let's hear it.
And that's Jesus-is-savior.com if you want to visit it yourself. Freemasonry, Skull of Bones, Rosicrucians, the Council of 13, Judaism, Mormons, and other major occult and religious groups all have one thing in common, and that is... The evils of Zionism.
That's, no!
Intriguing.
Oh, no! They
Very
were
nice.
Onto him!
Always like that anti-Semitic twist.
Every time.
I've been running.
Well, there has only been one Jewish member of the Skull and Bones.
And who was that?
It was a famous athlete in Yale. They always try to have one of the top athletes.
Okay.
And they would try to have, like, popular dudes and then big partiers. That's what they, the 15 that they choose every year out of each senior class. But the only Jewish guy they ever had was a Jewish athlete, a basketball player. It was white, of course.
Okay.
They have had one, like, black guy, I want to say. Like,
okay.
But normally they are Protestant. They are male. They just started allowing women in there because John Kerry, thank God, he went out there and he stuck a leg out for
liberal
the ladies.
Minded John Kerry. Thank you, John.
But basically, they just flog each other and beat each other. And the most famous thing that they do is a thing called CB or connubial bliss,
where they
lay down in a tomb and they it's basically in a coffin that they have.
Okay.
And that they rattle off their entire sexual history.
This is right, and this is now used for blackmail.
That's what they say,
so that you can. Never go against
which
Skull
is just
and Bones.
Like, come on, do you really what has fucking like George W. Bush, I guess they raped a bunch of people.
Well,
I guess
I'm sure
they
did.
A lot of people.
Mostly, yeah.
But I mean, yeah. John. Then again, I don't even give John Kerry that much credit. You
yeah,
know?
I don't think he raped anybody.
I kissed
except for Kathy O'Brien.
Yeah. He definitely raped Kathy O'Brien.
Well, she was made for it.
Right. Well,
Kathy O'Brien, favorite a tool of MK Ultra.
Well, we'll get to Kathy O'Brien in just
a
second.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is, but I think that there's somewhere between two. I think that they do a lot of, because that's what we talk about with all of these things, with the Illuminati,
sure.
with, you know, with Satanism. It's big ritualism that's pompousness, you know, they say is empty and bullshit. They say, we're having fun, we're putting on costumes.
Sure.
But there's something to the human consciousness that releases a specific kind of energy when you perform these rituals.
Definitely.
It is a thing that you're doing. You change the energy of the room.
Definitely.
And they obviously have some kind of pull because all their dudes fucking become president.
Right.
So they're doing something.
Something's happening, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it be a Rolodex or summoning the devil. It's like a large Rolodex or they actually
Or that's
Satan.
Like what standing
the
devil
large
is.
Rolodex.
It's
exactly.
like all it is.
Yeah.
Is looking in the Rolodex.
Right.
And it's just like, oh yeah, Georgie makes great pizza. He can run Spain.
There we go. I made a phone call. You're running Spain now. But the election isn't for 6 months. Oh, yes, you've already won.
That's so
funny. Don't worry about it.
No, that's what and that connects back to the Bilderberg Group, too, where they say, you know, Obama went to the Bilderberg Group and he hung out for a week and fucking had some cocktails and had some yucks with Jan Schlicker, like fucking the dude who's making, you know, wax babies in Germany.
Well, that's the change I can believe in. That's good. That's great.
I think that Obama's... I'm gonna go. I think he's evil.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've gone full around. I think he's the Illuminati.
I'm pretty sure that
David Icke is right. David Icke was right. He's a lizard. He is one. That's not even funny to say. He's real. Yeah.
Again, Henry doesn't have a shirt on, and I'll tell you when he bounces around. Oh my! I can see the burritos. Why are you discrediting him, Ben? Are you a shill? Do you work for
Obama?
Are
you being a disinfo agent?
No! Don't turn on me, you shirtless.
Your fucking ad hominem arguments, attacking the person,
attacking my body size when my voice is filled with the music of truth.
I am.
I'd like to see the egg on your face when the fucking the flap shoot out of Obama's neck and he spits poison all over everybody. That fucking lizard. Come at me.
Sounds like a Jurassic Park character.
I think if you go into the NSA's office, it's just a bunch of eggs and nests and fucking sun lamps. Because lizards can't get fucking hot.
It's just sad because he really is a terrible person and an awful human being. But now
that's
no
how I
believe.
Know I'm flesh and blood human beings because I'm sitting in this room sweating
and
so
you're
hard.
Miserable. Yeah, you're not happy.
Yeah. Barack Obama's up there, cool as a cucumber. He's got lizard skin.
I mean, he has arrested more people for espionage than any president combined before him. So
he's
that's
got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, he's gonna have to give that back soon. We've discussed this many times.
He's got a Nobel Peace Prize.
He got it, you know, because white people gave it to him.
He's Loki, the master of trickery.
Loki from the Avengers, of course, the great Thor character. All right,
the end days.
Okay, Alex.
All right, yeah, sure. All right, what if they are?
Bring them on.
Yeah, what are
I
we going to do?
I agree.
I don't know.
All right.
So all I know is at the end days, every night, it's taco night.
All right, so let's move on. Wonderful stuff.
So Skull Bones, do you want to cover with their favorite fucking summer camp experience at the Bohemian Grove?
Yes.
Every summer.
Uh-huh.
All of the world's elite.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning now. Come on to the Bohemian Grove with me.
They go to sunny Northern California.
I bet you they love that song, by the way. But they think the Beach Boys are just a little edgy.
Oh, yeah. Every single time they're cutting a smile into a dead girl's face.
Sure, yeah.
Play that song again, Obama.
About 2,000 of them descend upon a little place called Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove.
Where the sunsets are cool and the beer is hot.
Weird. I really kind of wish it was opposite.
Hey, everybody, we're making a paella. Come around to the owl statue if you want to kiss John Kerry. Yeah, I'm over here.
Does nobody want to kiss me?
Or everybody hop on Kerry. We're playing the hop on Kerry game.
I'm sorry, John. Nobody wants to play.
Only 69. I can't drop 69.
Do we have to continue to invite John Kerry here? Because no one's touched him in our past, 12 meetings.
Come on, ladies. Don't you want to ride the long nose?
He's really changed since he lost the presidency.
Well, first I'm going to tell you what the mainstream says about
Bohemian. The lamestream.
That's not
lame.
That's what
It's from a great book that I have called Cults, Conspiracies, and Secret Societies. It's by this guy, Arthur Goldwag.
Well, this guy's kind of a party pooper.
He's kind of a party pooper, but he still gives some real great detail.
Why do you say he's a party pooper, Henry?
Because he's going to see Goldwags over everything.
Okay. You're just Goldwagging over there.
He's a Goldwagger. I mean, okay. Jesus.
Yeah, he's the guy who showed up just being like, oh, this is Yingling. I only like Miller High Life.
Pepper Jack.
Get out of here, Goldwag.
He's going. Pepper jack cheese. I like cheddar cheese.
Well, every summer, of course, one of the big points of it is for all these people to get together and to speak off the record. They have little speeches to each other out by the river.
So much fucking evil stuff. Just get a recorder.
Yeah, a lot
of. Get somebody writing something down.
And they've been doing this since 1880.
Okay.
Another thing that they've been doing since 1880 is they have a little play that they put on for each other.
I love the play.
So in Bohemian Grove, they put on a play with each, and they meet once a year.
It's an elaborate musical.
Of course it's a musical. He's goddamn like, flaming.
And it's got a cast of hundreds. And in fact, in 1996, George H.W. Bush and Clint Eastwood played a pair of lakeside frogs.
Clint Eastwood and George W. Bush.
Makes me sick.
Together.
Well, here's the plot of the play.
How do I get an audition?
Yeah, that's,
this is just, my. How do I get in there?
You just want to roll, right?
They want to. If they want to see someone do a play,
you got the chops.
Come
for
on,
it, buddy.
Guys.
Here's the plot of the play. Care is a cruel taskmaster that the club members have fled to the pastoral precincts of the grove to escape, hoping to replace his tyrannical regime with an easier-going way of life. Mm-hmm. The pageant reaches its climax when Care's effigy is incinerated in a fire kindled by the lamp of fellowship, but not before the archenemy of ease and beauty mocks its tormentors from his beer, saying,
geek beep, nerd alert, nerd alert.
Here is his tormentation. Fools, fools. Fools.
I am Lord Rael.
When will ye learn that me ye cannot slay? Year after year, ye burn me in this grove.
This is going to be so boring.
Lifting your puny shouts of triumph to the stars.
Just sitting around, just like, when are we going to make the next atom bomb, guys? Yeah.
How much ayahuasca, how many drugs do you have to do
but
to make this worthwhile?
When again ye turn your feet towards the marketplace, am I not waiting for you? As of old, fools, fools, to dream ye conquer care.
Oh, this is my favorite part coming up. My favorite part's coming up.
Yes, most observers have characterized the ceremony as, quote, hokey and quaint.
They love it. This is
because they're just aching to start murdering the boys. When do we murder the boys?
And it's just one of those situations where it's like, if you're like a black American and you hear this information and you've
it's all
wondered, like, why doesn't the government relate to me? It's because this is what they do. This is how they party.
Yeah, an orchestra performs daily. Gourmet food is served.
Of course.
And many of the guest cabins are equipped with pianos.
Of course they are. That's wonderful.
This is my favorite part of it.
What a waste of life.
Longtime member Richard Nixon, whose telegram to the Bohemian Club after he won his second White House term, it said, anybody can be president of the United States, but very few can ever have any hope of becoming president of the Bohemian Club.
Why? Because it's the devil himself?
Yes.
Because what you don't say, what it doesn't say in that is that they burn the human effigy of Care in a gigantic owl statue named after the ancient pagan god Moloch, who is god of the night.
Yeah, yes. What's Care?
Care is the impersonation, the idea of it's care equals responsibility. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're talking about running from the god of care, running from the god of responsibility
sure.
in order to, and using fellowship, using a bunch of white dudes sitting in a forest, fucking a bunch of boy prostitutes away from it.
Obama was at that meeting because he definitely runs from quite a bit of responsibility. He really took a liking to that care burning. That's for damn sure.
Well, Nixon was captured in an unguarded moment on his Oval Office tapes describing the scene at Bohemian Grove as, quote, the most faggy goddamn thing you could imagine.
Nixon's still my favorite president. You know, out of all the reptiles, out of all the evil beings,
he does say
he's
somebody.
The best one.
You know what? I think he was human, though. He's just bad.
Nixon, he actually looks very
good
reptilian.
Nixon was great.
I mean, let's not do this.
Let's not do this.
Let's not do this. No, it's. you know, it's just a fuck party.
Okay, so the Bohemian Grove.
So Bohemian Grove, and we've had some heroes try to infiltrate Bohemian Grove. We have had heroes infiltrate Bohemian Grove, but before I get to the biggest hero of all, I want to talk about another man named Richard McCaslin.
Okay.
Richard McCaslin was
McCaslin.
Yes. He was an ex-Marine and one-time stuntman at an amusement park.
What's a bigger...
We don't get the heroes we want.
Yes.
It's the heroes we deserve. Mm-hmm.
He donned a commando-style uniform with the name Phantom Patriot stitched on it.
Cool.
Armed himself with an assault rifle.
Well, that's not nerdy.
A sword.
A cardboard piece of paper that just says, "We'll work for food."
A pistol.
And several styrofoam balls he called his flame orbs.
Indeed.
You passed
plus four flame orb. Plus four flame orb.
Just walk faster, honey. Just walk faster. Is he following us?
I've put you in an enchantment of entanglement. You can't move four squares unless I spin the guessing circle.
We're going to start running now,
plus four flame orb. Guys, we can't play the game unless you follow the rules.
He also had a fireworks launcher. And he broke into Bohemian Grove determined to kill any perpetrators of human sacrifice that he could find. Unfortunately, it was the middle of winter, and nobody was there.
Ah. Right.
So he just set some buildings on fire and received an 11-year prison sentence.
11 years?
Not so bad.
For arson.
Years.
I guess. Okay. I actually don't even
He's
know
lucky
what...
He just wasn't spirited away.
Indeed. Yeah, it was a Moloch the Great Protector didn't come and turn him into a gigantic sack of balls.
Well, I hope he went. I hope he got hired back at his stunt job.
You
after gotta his
know
11-year
if
sentence.
You're trying to sneak up on Bohemian Grove, the first thing you got to do is listen for the Calliope music.
That's
because
right.
They always have a wicked carousel in the center of Bohemian Grove. That's right. Step number one. And if you had read the fucking literature, you would have known that.
And they're always in their underwear, so it can't be that cold. You know, they're always naked or in
they're
in their
just
underwear.
Wearing yacht pants and shoes.
Yeah, of course.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is three times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust-dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete Sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins. As soon as I wake up, and a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Ah, Jules. Oh, Jules. Make a wife smile today. The road to getting engaged can be long and full of memories and pitfalls and landmines. Or it can be short and thrilling, like a roller coaster on the way to the police department. But the road to finding the perfect engagement ring is a straightforward path every time. All you've got to do is head over to BlueNile.com, and they're going to ship them rocks straight to your wife's new fingers. On BlueNile.com, you can create a bigger, more brilliant piece than you can imagine at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Blue Nile is the original online jeweler since 1999. That's present time to me. Their diamond price guarantee means that in most cases, they can meet or beat a competitor's price on a comparable diamond. I know when I got my wife a beautiful Blue Nile necklace, the first thing she did was, "What did you do?" But afterwards, she was so happy to have it, and she loved it, and she wore it when we went on vacation, and my own, did everybody come around being like, "Where'd you get that piece, you beautiful woman?" And I was like, "Stop talking to my wife. She's spoken for. You can see it with the Blue Nile bling she's got on her." Right now, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code LASTPODCAST at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code LASTPODCAST at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
So our stuntman, he was inspired.
Okay.
By the man who's not afraid to tell the truth.
Oh, you mean, you're talking about the tip of the spear?
The tip of the spear?
You're talking about the Lion of Truth?
Oh, my.
I'm talking about
the last true American patriot?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Alex Jones!
Alex Jones!
Alex Jones!
He's our Luke Skywalker!
Indeed he is, and we are all his father.
The libertarian Luke Skywalker.
Is he libertarian?
I say he's somewhere between Luke Skywalker and Chewbacca.
Yes. He's got the mind of Chewbacca and the body of a human. That's good. You're very attractive. Ooh, getting turned on over here.
So I know that this was my first introduction to Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. I first knew about Alex Jones through
the Bohemian Grove stuff.
Yeah, through the whole Bohemian Grove stuff and how big of a joke it was.
Because he brought the camera in there. He got footage of the owl ceremony.
But let's listen to some of the documentary about Bohemian Grove that Alex Jones did.
Now, is this the part of the documentary where he talks about how the ice machine doesn't work in the hotel? There is a lot of documentary, and most of it's him sitting in his hotel room just being like, "I sent for a cot 8 hours ago.
Right.
I called and I called and I asked for a cot, and I still have yet to receive it. And I will also say is that I am not getting ESPN Classic on the television."
On the TV, yeah.
Well, the original...
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
The original is 2 hours long. And a YouTube user was kind enough to edit it down to remove the boring stuff.
Because he busts open Bohemian Grove, but he also sells 3 air conditioning units over Craigslist.
Craigslist!
Yeah, so there's a lot of that. It's a lot of him with his Craigslist dealings talking about negotiations, but then also trying to get to Bohemian Grove, them saying no. Him going back out.
Yeah, using technology.
You mean to tell me this is the only major American city that doesn't have a subway? I'm looking for a $5 foot long.
$5?
I've got a $35 food budget for the week.
Well, Alex, what kind of foot long do you like to get?
I like a meatball tuna.
Meatball and tuna? I never heard of that. So it must be at least $7.50.
I call it the Bohemian Grove.
You do? Why is that?
Because it stinks to the core.
Well, I believe that it probably would. Meatball and tuna sounds like probably the most disgusting sandwich I have ever heard of in my entire life.
Our guy here on YouTube, he edited all the boring parts out, and his finished
version... It's 14 seconds long.
It's 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay.
But we're going to play some of the hits.
Nice, please.
So, let's get into this thing.
Bizarre activities have been engaged in going back to 1873... and are not some new fanciful whim of the trendies on the West Coast. Presidents from Howard Taft to Herbert Hoover were on the membership roster. Not to mention, later, famous war general Dwight D. Eisenhower, later to become president. The roster of the Bohemian Club reads like a who's who of the elite. Look at this photo taken inside the Grove back in 1963. There you'll see Ronald Reagan, and sitting two people over from him, later to become president, Richard Milhouse Nixon, Bush Sr., documented member. And then, of course, there's his son. Now, the last four generations of Bushes have also attended the Skull and Bone Society at Yale, well known to be steeped in the occult.
Well, that does give you an idea of what Bohemian Grove is all about.
Well, yeah, it's definitely, it's the Mickey Mouse Club of all the most evil white men in the world.
And like most members of the Mickey Mouse Club, these people get drunk with power, turn to drugs, and become absolutely insane, indeed.
All right, well, now this is an interview with a man who used to work at Bohemian Grove.
Now, I cleaned all the floors, and I knew, and so, I mean, every time I went and I took a mop to the cabins, and I got to say, jam everywhere.
Was there a lot of cum on the floor?
No, it smells like strawberry rhubarb grape jam.
Really? Mostly?
I think it's some kind of breakfast that they're having.
Did you just mop the table as they were eating breakfast?
All right, here's the man who works.
Yes, I got fired.
Okay, Cam Taker?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm Alex Jones. I make documentaries. I'm just curious. What do you think about Bohemian Grove?
I used to work there.
You used to work there?
Yeah.
And now you work at Camp Meeker?
No, I don't work. Yeah, I live in Camp Meeker.
Oh, you live there?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Did you ever watch The Cremation of Care?
No. No.
What'd you do at the...
I just worked there.
But, I mean, you never saw him march around in the red robes? And
no.
Oh, really? That doesn't go on?
No, but, yeah.
Okay.
And that's when he, like, just politely walks away from him. And Alex Jones, of course, is... Do you see how scared he was?
See how scared he was?
Yeah, he was terrified of you.
To give us the real information? We know for a fact we got a guy right there. Who's got all of the... He's seen the ropes. He smelled the satin.
Why is it the fattest and ugliest people of our society love to do the bum rush media? Michael Moore
got
Alex Jones.
Because they scare... Because you could scare somebody really easy. Alex Jones is a very scary
monster-ish
guy.
Monsterish men. Yeah, I'm not telling them anything.
Yeah.
I will be terrified.
Michael Moore looks like Krang.
He does.
Yeah, he looks like he's just got little fleshy barbs on the side of him going like, yeah, but what about the American worker? What about the American worker? Maybe it's not fair to them.
Mike, how's your home going in Michigan? How's your mansion in Michigan?
I don't know. I really don't get past the stove.
Well, it's been really great to have you here, Mike. Thank you so much.
Candy fruit or candy.
You know what? You're irrelevant now in American politics, so we're just going to have you leave.
I'm mad.
We never invited you here. Well, Michael Moore, everybody. Michael Moore.
Let's continue with the documentary.
Enjoying themselves has even been written about in the gossip column of the San Francisco Chronicle, writing that a man on his own often gets invited back to the camp by gay bohemians. Even 100-year-old annals have admitted the homosexual activities. After escaping the sheriff's department, Mike and I traveled high into the hills to wait until dark and the beginning of the cremation of care ceremony.
Okay,
how high did he travel into the hills? That's what I want to know.
We got into a hot air balloon so I could see what the trees look like above it. But what we have discovered is we ran out of hot air.
We don't do well with less oxygen.
The basket came loose from the balloon, sending the balloon up to the stratosphere.
I blame my tuna and meatball stuff.
I'm doing more of a George Nori impression. But that's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Here's him talking about the cremation of care. He's looking at this. There's a program, apparently, for the cremation of care.
Of course.
Looking at it.
First off, I wanted to draw your attention to the program that was given out to the spectators or the viewers. I guess an occultist would call them novices. Figure of a human body burning in the flames. In fact, I've shown it to people that are experts in anatomy, to actual doctors, and they say that the anatomical size is that of a baby or small child. Notice how large the cranium is in comparison to the torso, that is the ribs. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is from the program itself given out to the establishment lackeys witnessing these sinister activities.
This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
There's probably something going on there, right? There is something going on.
Do you think Alex Jones hurts the cause?
Yeah,
it's figuring out what's going on at Bohemian Grove.
I think they love him. I think he is the Bohemian Grove's favorite comedian.
I agree.
And they just watch him. They must just watch him and just be like, look what he's doing. Look what he's doing.
And this is my last podcast on the left, listeners, and listeners to our program that we're going to be doing tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Sirius. Or today.
Today.
This will be 10 o'clock today on Sirius
July
Radio.
July 10th.
They listen to us for the goddamn truth, and we need to start defuncting all of these insane Alex Jones myths.
I'll never know, but at the same time, like, I guess it's no matter what, it's a part of the scene.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at him.
He's a friend.
He's a guy. He's in there.
He's a peer.
You know, for all the shit he talks about David Icke, though, it kind of makes
alone.
Me upset.
Yeah.
Because I like David Icke now.
I would argue, and I will argue that David Icke has more rational points than Alex Jones on any given
day. Well, I mean, he's just actually, I mean, no. You know, no, but he's still like, I mean, it's still 16-foot lizards, but it's something, you know, at least he says a lot of stuff. Alex Jones is just looking at pamphlets, saying, like, I have shown this to several experts in anatomy, which is just like
that's
dudes looking at, like, it's like a guy looking at a titty magazine in a gas station. It's like,
what does that look like to you?
So would you consider yourself an expert on anatomy? It's like, yeah, I look at a heck of a lot of tits on the magazines.
Oh, that's great. Well, then you definitely know what the human body
would you
looks
say this looks like a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think it is a baby.
It's tiny like a baby.
Definitely.
All right, well, now let's delve into the really dark secrets of Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
This is from Kathy O'Brien, who we briefly mentioned on our MK Ultra episode because she is a victim of MK Ultra and Project Monarch.
I mean, she got brought out to the Grove. She got brought out there.
Yeah.
I was reading about another MK Ultra. Oh, There's Project Camelot, which is going on right now, which is another disclosure program that people putting together, trying to get people to come out and talk about their experiences with MKUltra programming.
Very interesting.
And there has been revealed about Project ISIS using interdimensional travel between the Rockefellers in the other dimension and the Rockefellers here.
Okay.
They figured out how to make someone live forever.
Who wants it? You tried explaining that to me one day, and I don't think we ever got it ironed out.
Well, I'm going to say is that all the points don't come together. It's like a connect-the-drawing that says it's supposed to make a dog, and it just makes, like, a big bunch of lines.
That's right. Connect the dots. But real quick, let's do a reminder on this Monarch situation.
Project Monarch is the precursor to MK Ultra.
Okay.
It's what the program was called. They flipped it into a bunch of different names. And that was one of them.
MK Ultra is much cooler than Project
Absolutely.
Monarch.
Absolutely. But Project Monarch was used because they used the butterfly image. I mean, part of it coincides with, you know, caterpillar turning into butterfly.
Sure.
And then they would use the butterfly image in their hypnosis.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
So
now that what I'm about to...
I know about this stuff.
What I'm about to talk about, this definitely makes sense in from the caterpillar to the butterfly, because sometimes they burn the fucking caterpillars.
Oh, my. That's not good. How could it ever become a butterfly?
I would be so bad on a first date now. feel like as once you start... I was listening. You were telling me about a date you went on, and you when you brought Satanism into it...
She did not want to hear about secular
humanism
whatsoever.
She runs a baby clothes store.
Well, she runs a store. It was a gal. She's a wonderful woman, and she's very attractive, but she runs a baby store clothing store, and I didn't realize that meant she probably didn't want to hear all about the tenets of Satanism. And, you know what? My blooper. My bad. You know, I understand exactly.
What's weird now is when I walk by the store, I'll like go in and I'll like make eye contact with her, and she always like stares at the ground and like pulls the curtains down.
Yeah, no, she's terrified of all of us.
Yes.
Of course.
As
so,
she should be.
What Kathy O'Brien says is that MK Ultra sex slaves were routinely brought into Bohemian Grove every year.
Oh, yeah, because they got that snapping pussy.
Snapping pussy? What is a snapping pussy? Who wants
snap a snap, 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 like two boards slapping together.
Oh, I see.
And we know that there is human sacrifice going on at Bohemian Grove.
How do we know this?
We know this. Did you just not listen to Alex Jones? Do you just not listen
to
what he was saying?
Oh, I see. We now know this. Okay.
Yeah, we know this now.
Hey, I'm just here working for the government. Did I
what?
Say that?
What?
Did I say that out loud?
So
we need to get a sound effect that just this disinfo agent and just go like, disinfo agent.
She says that what goes on there includes satanic rituals, sure, torture, child sacrifices, and blood drinking, and the other sacrifices.
It's blood tasting.
Sure, sure.
Let's get with it. It's classy. They spit it out.
Do you think somebody's upset? They're like, yeah, it was just a tasting. I only got like 3 ounces of blood. I really wanted like a couple of gallons, but you know. There's such prudes over there.
And the other sacrifices included slaves of advancing age or with failed programming.
Cool. So failed program. Is it MKUltra program?
Yeah, an MKUltra.
Oh, I remember this talk. Yeah. Because she talked about how they would bring them up into, they would sacrifice. Oh, yes.
Yeah. She also talked about the different rooms that they have at Bohemian Grove.
Okay.
They have what's called the Dark Room.
And is it...
It's actually very bright.
Interesting.
It's a funny thing.
Yes.
Funny
the leather room. The necrophilia room.
Well, that's just obvious.
Yeah.
They could have called it anything. They could have called it, the John Doe room. Yeah. They called
creative
it,
names, right?
And then there was one called, this one's creative. It was called the Underground Lounge, but it was spelled U.N.Derground. The U.N.
Derground.
UN Derground.
I just don't. That one I don't. That's a stretch. You know, that sounds like a bar in Williamsburg.
Yeah, I'm sure that it is.
But they have like skee ball and gourmet hot dogs.
Yeah, and some bocce ball and overpriced beer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
and
Ms.
she
O'Brien,
goes on to say that while she was a child, she was raped, abused, and tortured while at Bohemian Grove. She was tortured and raped by Pierre Trudeau.
The longtime Prime Minister of Canada. Yeah.
Sure.
She was raped by Gerald Ford while he was president.
But she didn't say one thing about his amazing coleslaw.
Yeah, I mean,
you mean to tell me you're going to get raped all this time and not get some of his delicious radish coleslaw?
Gerald Ford was one of the putziest, most clumsy president we've ever had. Yeah. I don't know if he could rape. He'd fall off the bed and just start laughing.
This is also where she was raped by Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, she said that she
happened.
Raped by Dick Cheney many times the most brutal fashion.
I mean,
he raped somebody.
Yep.
He shot a man.
And Dick Cheney's a fucking serial killer.
And they also pulled in slaves to play the most dangerous game.
Yay!
Yeah, that's, of course, where they released Ice-T into the forest and they had to go hunting.
Yep, they would let them to, they would allow them to escape, and then that's when the hunt began.
It is the surviving the game.
Barack Obama riding a white horse with a fucking net gun.
Yep.
Out there just like, I'm going to get a real old one, Dick. And he's just like, you get him, you... No, I'm so happy you're here.
What were you gonna say, Dick? What were you gonna say about me? Nothing, man. Just go out there and be one of us.
Be one of us? It's hard for me to even say it.
The three hunters that preferred to hunt with guns: George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Bill Clinton.
Clinton. I can remember that. Yeah. Him too?
Bill Clinton. Oh, Bill Clinton's in all these.
Well, who did the harpoon guns?
Well, you know,
you mean to tell me one person didn't have a mace?
That's Warren Buffett.
For a second, I just thought of what's his name from Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
No, Jimmy Buffett has been to Bohemian Grove.
He's there. He's playing the fucking music for
him. Let me get you a list of musicians who have gone to Bohemian Grove. You got Jimmy Buffett, Steve Miller.
No, I refuse to believe that Steve Miller has been there.
These are facts.
Do you think he wrote the Joker there?
Probably.
Bob Weir. Of the Grateful Dead?
That's fine.
That makes sense.
Go there, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely going there. And Mickey Hart.
Of course, the Mickey Hart pit.
Which one is Mickey Hart?
I don't know.
They added that like that. It's just like, and sometimes even Mickey Hart shows up.
You know, maybe these guys aren't so powerful. It's a pretty shitty group of musicians, right?
He was in the Grateful Dead. And he was also in the Mickey Hart band.
Good. I knew that about him. I knew that.
I'm doing this whole electric spoon thing.
Yeah.
Riders on a storm.
All right.
You know what, man? I think you've taken entirely too many drugs, but I fucking love what you're doing.
And Kathy also says that when they were caught, they were brutally raped and sometimes killed.
Sure. Sure.
And if you didn't know, it is a public place at times.
Okay.
So you can do reviews on the internet about
Yelp Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I went to Bohemian Grove. I wasn't raped once, and I ran through the woods for hours.
I didn't see one bush, or I didn't see
I was told Mickey Hart would be there doing
like,
some
it's
sort
like
of concert.
Same thing with like going to Hollywood. Like I went to Planet Hollywood. I did not see Bruce Willis. I did not see Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And I got to straight tell you, my mozzarella sticks were soft.
And they were overpriced.
Well, I'm going to give you two reviews from people who know the truth.
Okay.
And two reviews from fucking shills.
Oh, okay.
And
don't,
on these
don't
reviews,
point at me when you say shills like that.
This info agent.
Whoa. Bring in a little truth.
And so you can, on these Google Plus reviews, you can give ratings for appeal, facilities, and service.
Okay. Mm.
So this first
guy. Do they
guy,
have a restaurant?
I guess so.
I don't, yeah.
Probably so a Planet Hollywood.
The first guy is named Samuel Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Appeal, Port Affair.
Oh.
Facilities, Port Affair.
Whoa.
Services, Port Affair.
Wow.
What are the services?
The rape.
That it?
Yeah, he just got violently raped. He's like, what kind of service is this?
I want to see one from Prescott Bush. Excellent to great.
Excellent to great.
Here's what
I love the boy horse.
Mm, although I will say, one of them was poured a fair, and then that boy's dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bobby. Toothless Bobby.
Bobby Weir.
Yeah. He was in that band.
Here's what Samuel Thompson has to say. If you worship nature, why massacre dark-skinned peoples and plan to remove 90% of nature's humans?
Why?
The nature god you worship is not the true nature spirit. The higher spirit that created her will destroy you and holds you to the account. The wayward other spirit that was not, is not, and will not be will lead you into oblivion where you're headed to. Have fun while you can. Mm. You have plenty of time to suffer the results of your foolish choices. He is cross, and he is the axe that's already laid to the root of the trees. Not the true trees and living trees of nature, but the false trees of anti-nature, the bushes, and such like hillbilly bushwhackers.
Now, this is the thing, is that in order to make you feel better, that guy also gave you a thumbs down on your web series.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
But I do want to say, their chicken and waffle brunch was pretty tasty.
Pretty fantastic. Lovely. And I couldn't believe the delightful bluegrass band.
Unlimited syrup as well.
This one's from John Doe. He knows not to put his name
out
there.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't throw yourself out there and just be another fucking caterpillar for the grinding machine.
I agree.
Fucking NSA.
If you worked there and this is a country club, why is it one of the only places in the United States not on the map? I own private property, but somehow I can get on here and see everything on my land, but here it's all gray. We will not stand for the higher power. We, the people, are anonymous, and we stand together. The Lord is the only higher power, and we are after every piece of every priest of the 13. Praise Jesus, and keep it out your butt.
Hail Satan, number one.
Hail Satan.
Jesus.
That's the problem, is that they all sound like morons.
Yeah, absolute idiots. And hail Satan. Jesus
And
Christ.
Now, from the shills.
Okay.
Atmosphere, excellent.
Oh.
Decor,
I bet.
Excellent.
Nice.
Service, excellent.
Who's he trying to fucking fool?
I mean, he had a great time there, apparently.
And this is in all caps. The Bohemian Grove is the most incredible place I've ever been. The people are honorable, dedicated to the prosperity of the United States, the environment, and the world.
Oh my.
Unfortunately, most Americans do not have access to this exclusive club. May the force be with the leaders of the Bohemian Club. Join me in thanking all of them for the dedication and hard work towards peace, prosperity, and the future of the human race. Godspeed. Peace on Earth.
Is MK Ultra building Yelp reviewers?
Is that what happened? Is that what this is all about? A nice seamless review? is Yola's Mexican restaurant using MK Ultra now to have people brag about the burritos?
Oh my god, that's so funny. That would be such a great idea for them just turning out and just being like, what we need, guys, what we're looking at, it's like, yes, we're raping tons of boys in order to make a portal to get Satan back on Earth.
Sure,
but the thing is that how do we look on social media?
Think about
how many likes are we getting on Facebook?
Right.
And here's one last one from just a Google user.
A Google user.
He said,
Google user.
Excellent.
Oh, great.
Well, nice.
He had a good time.
He says, worked there for many years. No devil worship, no sacrifices, no gay orgies. Just older gentlemen camping on a retreat and playing dominoes, playwrights, music, acting, great food, great job. People make up stupid things because they are draft dodgers and welfare recipients.
Whoa!
If it wasn't for these people at Bohemian Grove, we'd all be eating rice! rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, rice. Living in concentration camps. They are the reason the free world is alive and well, and Americans have freedom. USA is great on top. USA! USA! USA!
Try the chicken and waffles brunch as well.
Unlimited syrup.
Wow. I need to go. Well, that's great. Okay. Very
you know, everybody likes something, you know.
You have to like something, indeed.
Comes down.
Right. Well, where are we at here, guys?
We're at over an hour here. So we got
fantastic.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. I have what I have for us at the very end. I have the song that they sing.
I can see why they like this.
Yeah. Well, it feels like Bohemian Grove.
It does. Hail Satan, everybody. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Gein.
Break the bonds of our leaders and owners.
I indeed.
Do not be a slave to the NSA.
That's right. Magustalations as well.
Read those things I talked about.
That's right.
Join the club of never having sex again.
Indeed. And of course, hail yourselves, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Magustalations.
Don't forget, tonight, 10 p.m., Sirius Radio, Raw Dog, Channel 99. We'll put the number on the Facebook page for you guys to call in. So
hail me!
And of course, hail yourselves.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.